Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country. Waiting here for you.
Hi, this is Nashville record producer Kim Copeland. Welcome to In the Country, an Artist Insights exclusive production, bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Now here's the host of In the Country, Dave Woods.
And welcome to a brand new season of In the Country. I'm your host, Dave Woods. Each week we bring you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country artists. Special thanks to Robert Moody for all his help with the show and, of course, our In the Country MySpace site. Be sure to drop by there and check out some past interviews, and if you have some time, leave us a comment. We always love hearing feedback from you. Well, on today's show, my very special guest comes from London, Ontario, and it is none other than talented singer-songwriter Genevieve Fisher. Hey, Genevieve.
Hello.
It is great to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on here.
Now, let's start off by talking about the exciting stuff going on with you right now, opening up for Crystal Shawanda, who just won as female artist at the recent CCMAs. What has that been like, and maybe tell us how that all came about for you?
It has been the most amazing experience ever. I have never been so hyped up to sing before, and I would just love to do that for the rest of my life. And how I got this was, I am Native, and so is Crystal Shawanda, and I'm from Chippewa of the Thames First Nation, Muncie, Ontario. And throughout the years, I have developed a following and a fan base in that community. So what I mean by that is performing at the events that they have in their community.
Right.
And I've worked very hard, and they gave me this opportunity to open up for her when she came to perform at Chippewa the Thames. So it was the most amazing experience.
That is so cool. It must be. And so how many shows have you done with her so far?
I've done one show with her so far, and I'm doing another one this Saturday, the 26th. And there has been talk about doing another one with her in November, but I can't really mention anything about that right now because it isn't finalized, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. So,
perfect. And there's some video on your site, I believe, is from that concert, and it's just amazing the performances on there. There's a couple of them that are just great.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was just the best experience I could have had. So
have you had a chance to talk to, I'm sure you have, to Crystal backstage in that, and has she been able to give you any advice, or have you learned anything from sort of being in that environment with her?
Yeah, actually, I got to meet her, and she just told me it's a lot of hard work. You got to keep going, and if you want it really bad, you just have to work really hard. You can't slow down at any point. So it's just all hard work.
Yeah, so. And she certainly put in her time and been working at it a long time, and now she's starting to see that success pay off, which is great.
Yes, she did, and she's a wonderful woman. She was so nice, very, very inspiring, so that was nice to see, too.
That's awesome. We're hoping to have her on this show at some point in the next few months, so we'll look forward to that. So, Genevieve, can you take us back to how it started for you, how music sort of got into your system and when you first started singing?
Yeah, well, ever since I was a baby, my mom said that I would be in my crib singing and I'd be humming. And at the age of 2, my grandma put me in a competition at the Ilderton Fair in Ilderton, Ontario. And I sang You Are My Sunshine. So that was my first time on stage, my first competition. So that's where it all really began. So
wow.
I haven't stopped since.
That's amazing. And how old are you now?
I'm 17.
That's amazing. And now I know your dad is, he's part of your band. He, I believe, is the bass player. What's it like having your dad in the band with you?
It's actually my manager. My manager is the one who's in the band. He's not my father.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's a very close friend. So, yeah, he's the bass player. It's actually really cool because he deals with the managing side, and he's also on stage with me. So he gets the best of both worlds. So it's kind of cool.
That is really cool. So he can not only manage you, but he's that close to the scene. So
yeah.
I guess just makes it a better connection.
Yeah. So it's great to have him up there with me.
That's very cool. So what about your early influences as far as other singers? Who are some of the people you were listening to growing up?
Growing up, I wasn't that much into country as I am now. I always grew up listening to country, but my influences back then were more of the pop artists, Christina Aguilera, those type of people. But now it's Crystal Shawanda is an amazing artist, so I really look up to her. Carrie Underwood is another amazing, amazing singer. So those are the two main people that I really do listen to. So I would have to say that they really influenced me, and yeah.
That's great, and a couple of the cover songs we're going to be hearing from you during the show. One is a big hit for Jessica Simpson, and then another one is that classic great song by Sugarland called Stay.
Yes.
Maybe with the song Stay, can you tell me what drew you to that song?
The first time I heard this song, I loved it. So I think it was just the whole, the fact that it was acoustic and it was slow and it's a very emotional song, and I love those types of songs. So that's what really drew me to it.
Yeah, it's amazing how it, of course, was a big hit, and that it's just basically acoustic version, which doesn't happen a lot with big hit songs, and Jennifer Nettles and her voice, and of course, on guitar, Christian doing it. It just was a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And a great message in it, too.
Yep. Yes.
Now, you were a big winner at the London Music Awards, and apparently you were the youngest person to win. What was it, best female singer?
It was favorite country artist.
Favorite country artist, wow.
So winning that was amazing. I wasn't expecting it at all, and my manager was backstage with me, and they were announcing, you know, the nominees for that category, and I was kind of standing there, and he's like, okay, well, you know, like, go up, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'll win this. And they said my name, and I was just like, what? I couldn't believe it. So I went up on stage. Obviously, I didn't have a speech ready. So, you know, I think it was nice for the people to see how surprised I was and how excited I was, because it was really great to have that happen. It, you know, it was my first big award, so it was very nice.
That's great recognition, Genevieve. And how long ago was that?
That was June. That was in June.
Yes. That was June of this year?
Yes.
Awesome. Wow. So that you're still flying high off of that award. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, and then you also won in the female 9 to 13 age category, the 30th annual Canadian Open Country Singing Contest, which is a big event, and you won in that category. So what was that like? Obviously, that was a few years back now.
Yeah, that was a few years back. That was great. I wasn't expecting it either. I wasn't sure how I did it. I remember I wasn't sure how I did in my performance, so I was a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I'll win this. And
right.
When they announced me, I was very surprised. So sometimes I'm a little bit surprised with the outcome, but so.
It's kind of nice to be surprised, isn't it? Because if you expect it, then maybe that's not a good thing either.
Exactly.
Now, so when you're on stage and you finish singing a song, say, in one of these competitions or even just during Crystal's show, can you sort of tell, like, during it and when you're done that, wow, I really nailed that song?
Yeah, you know what? I can. Let me think about this for a minute.
So you can sort of have
Go ahead.
You've basically got the confidence that you've done it well when you have done it well?
Exactly. Yeah. And when I've done a bad job, or not a bad job, but when I know I could have done better.
Right.
I just have this bad feeling in my stomach, like, oh, I could have done better with that song. But when I've done good, then my performance is 10 times better because I have that confidence in me.
Definitely. That's awesome. Now, we'll play the song now for our listeners, Genevieve, the cover song by Sugarland, Stay. And I'll share that with our listeners now, and then we'll come back and talk lots more. So hold on. This is Genevieve Fisher with Stay here on In the Country.
heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. It seems like a million years and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't.
And there's Genevieve Fisher with her version of the Sugarland song, Stay, here on In the Country, and we're speaking with Genevieve. Is there anybody else? We talked about in your manager, Remo, who is in your band. Is there anybody in your family that is musical, past or present?
My uncle is actually very musical. He plays the guitar. You know, further back into my family, not very, very close family members are very musical, except for my uncle. But farther back in my family, there are musicians. So I think that's where I get it from, but definitely not my mom or dad.
But they're big fans, obviously, and
they
put all the support in there.
Yes, they're very, very supportive.
That's great. Now, what about dream duet partners, Genevieve? Is there anybody out there in the country music world or even outside of it that you would love to perform on stage and do a duet with?
For a male artist, I would probably love to do a duet with Keith Urban. I love his music. I think he's a wonderful artist. And for a female artist, I'd probably have to choose Carrie Underwood or even Crystal Shawanda because they're both amazing artists. I love their music, so.
Oh, that's great. Now, of course, Carrie Underwood was on American Idol, and that's where she got her start.
Yes.
Have you thought of, I guess actually Canadian Idol right now is not in business, but that's something you would pursue? You would sort of do more talent shows to get your name out there?
I would probably do it for exposure. I don't know, you know, how I would do in it, but, yeah, I would probably do it. It's good exposure, and, you know, I'll do anything to further my career, so yeah.
Perfect. What about advice, Genevieve, for our listeners who might be thinking about pursuing singing and guitar playing and the whole bit, songwriting? What advice would you have for them?
I would have to say you work really hard. You know, just keep going no matter what happens. You know, no matter what anyone says, if that's what you want to do, then you do it. Yeah, you have to work really hard, but in the end, I'm sure it would pay off. So, yeah.
And it sounds like that's sort of, you've taken your own advice and you're persisting and going for it. When you're on stage, do you feel pretty comfortable? You talked before about sort of the performance itself, but what about just with nerves? Do you feel pretty comfortable getting up in front of a stage and talking before the song and all that?
Yeah, I do feel really comfortable. Every once in a while, I get those jitters and butterflies, but I think it happens to every performer, but I am very comfortable on stage. I love it. You know, it's where I'm supposed to be, so I love every moment that I'm on the stage.
And I can tell that you enjoy watching that video that's on your MySpace, the couple of videos there. You really have all the hand movements, and you're really performing. You're not just kind of standing there. You're really getting into the song, I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just love it, so.
Now, one thing I found really interesting reading in your bio was the amount of fundraisers that you're involved in. It sounds like you're really getting out there in nursing homes and hospitals and that and helping them raise money through your performances. Can you tell us sort of a bit about your involvement with those type of things?
Yeah, I'm very, very involved in my community. Every month I usually sing at a nursing home. I sing for the seniors and the residents. And, you know, after doing that, it's very rewarding because you see how happy they are to have this young person coming in and singing for them, you know. So it's all very rewarding and singing at different functions and for different organizations. So, you know, it's really rewarding to see the effect that I can put on people with my music. So
that sounds great. And so at the seniors' home, do you have special songs that you would sing that might sort of fall into their era of music, or are you singing sort of what you would normally sing at any of your shows?
Yeah, you know what? I do sing more special songs for them. I sing a lot of older songs like I'll Be Seeing You, What a Wonderful World. So usually when I'm singing for the seniors, I do sing the more, you know, older songs, the more traditional songs, whereas sometimes I'll throw in a couple songs that I enjoy singing, which I do enjoy singing the older songs, but my passion is country music. So
definitely. And we'll turn to another song that you're going to sing for us in just a moment, Genevieve. The song Come On Over, which was co-written by Victoria Banks, great Canadian songwriter, and we've had her on the show before, and she's told us quite a few stories about some of the songs she's written. And this was a big hit for Jessica Simpson. So tell us about choosing this song to sing and perform.
When I first heard this song, I really enjoyed it, and after practicing it, I started thinking, wow, this is a great song. It shows off my range. It's I love this song. It's a really good song, and it's nice and fast, and yeah, it's just a great song.
Have you had a chance to perform this in your shows?
Yes, I performed it at the Crystal Shawanda show, and it was a fun one to perform, so yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those up-tempo songs. Like you said, lots of fun, and it was a huge hit for Jessica Simpson. Put her right on the map as far as country music. So we'll share it with our listener, Genevieve. This is Genevieve Fisher and her version of the Jessica Simpson song, Come On Over.
Thank you.
from London, Ontario, there's Genevieve Fisher with Come On Over here on In the Country, and we're speaking with Genevieve. Now, I understand you're working towards putting together a CD of original stuff, stuff that you've had a hand in writing, plus other writers sending you stuff. Can you sort of tell us at what stage that's at? Have you started it or you're working towards it?
You know, we are working towards it. We have demo CDs. But we are still in the process of writing more songs and getting into the recording studio. So we're still not 100% sure when I'll have a CD out, but hopefully sooner than later. And, we're just working very hard, and hopefully it will come out soon.
Now, I understand you're going to do a bit of the writing yourself for this. How's that going so far?
Yes, it's very good. I actually have written and composed a song called Try, where I am singing and playing the piano. So,
oh, nice.
That's usually where I write all my music, is at my piano. So, yeah, I'm just working away on writing more songs.
That's great. So you're pretty good at the piano?
Yes, I am taking piano lessons. I'm in grade 6.
Excellent.
And, so things are coming together for me.
That's a great instrument to watch a performer sit and play and sing along with. Great stuff. So you find writing on the piano, you can come up with ideas while you're sitting there?
Yeah, I think so, because I don't play any other instrument except for the violin. But that's the instrument that I'm very comfortable with. So that's the easiest for me, just sit by my piano and write.
And have you had a chance to have songwriters and artists send you songs at this point and a chance to go through and see if anything's jumping out?
Yeah, I have. There's a guy that's in Saskatchewan, I believe, who sent me a couple of his songs, and they did grab my attention, the both that he sent me. So I'm still thinking about those two to add to my list of originals.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like you're underway, and that's going to be something to look forward to for sure. Your own CD. Now, what about a message for fans, Genevieve? Fans who are listening and who come out to your shows and that. Do you have any message for them?
Just thank you, for supporting me and coming to my events, and that's what I need, is support from everyone who comes out and everybody who listens to me. So just a big thank you to everybody.
Awesome. Now, where can we find you on the internet for those listening who want to check out the footage I was talking about, those great videos and music and pictures and all that kind of stuff? Whereabouts can we locate you?
Sure, you can find me on MySpace. www.myspace.com/Genevieve Fisher.
Perfect. Well, I'll encourage our listeners to check that out because, like I mentioned, there's a lot of great stuff there and songs that you're singing and performances. They can get to learn a lot more about you from that. So, Genevieve, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. And I want to also thank your manager, Remo, for helping set things up. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
Awesome. It's been a true pleasure. My guest today has been London, Ontario, country singer-songwriter Genevieve Fisher. Do take the time to check her out on MySpace. You will enjoy your time listening to her music and checking out everything else there. I'm Dave Woods. In the Country is an Artist Insights exclusive production.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here.